now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
They say there's no rest for the wicked. What about rest for the patriots? I have been working 7 days a week in the last few weeks because there's just so much news, so much developing. Our story was the top story over the weekend at Drudge. Cruz told Rubio that he will drop out if he's given the Supreme Court appointment. That's directly from high-level sources. We're going to be breaking down the story that was top on Drudge, his insider leaks, Koch brothers, Rubio plan to stop Trump. It's all coming up after the break. It's huge. It could change the course of the election. But first, a John Bound report on the globalist trying to break America's will.
The New World Order Crime Syndicate. Oh, pardon me. World leaders are pulling out the stops to lecture the American people. The Pope is demanding Americans allow an invasion of disease, crime, and terror into our country. Meanwhile, Sweden and Norway are on the verge of collapse due to the full-scale migrant invasion of Europe.
E poi, una persona che pensa soltanto in fare muri, sia dove sia. E non fare ponti non è cristiano.
And our largest debt holder, China, who owns 8% or $1.2 trillion in publicly held U.S. debt, has warned the United States not to adopt punitive currency policies that could disrupt U.S.-China relations. Money Morning reports the Red Dragon's cautionary advice came after GOP favorite Donald Trump won Nevada's caucus with a landslide 45.9% of the vote and 14 of its 30 delegates. In a statement made overnight, China's foreign ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying told reporters in Beijing that we are following with interest the U.S. presidential election. And now, former Mexican President Vicente Fox is lecturing America.
He knows Mexico needs the U.S. when it comes to trade, just the way the U.S. needs Mexico.
I have to say, I am not going to pay for that wall. I am not.
So if you don't get an actual check from the Mexican government for $8 or $10 or $12 billion, whatever it will cost, how are you going to make them pay for the wall?
I will, and the wall just got 10 feet taller, believe me.
This is the same New World Order criminal that pushed to merge the United States with Mexico. Kit Daniels writes, Fox wanted the U.S. to join Mexico and Canada into an EU-style North American Union, which would combine all three countries into one regional government using one currency, like the euro, at the expense of both U.S. national sovereignty and individual rights. Vicente wrote in his autobiography, Revolution of Hope, I proposed a NAFTA Plus plan to President Bush and Canada's Prime Minister to move us toward a single continental economic union, modeled on the European example. At summits, I took every opportunity to advocate clearly for free market policies, showing what sound economics could do to fund social justice, arguing for globalism and the free trade area of the Americas. In concert with Vicente Fox, the CFR proposed increased labor mobility between the U.S. and Mexico, which would effectively grant amnesty to illegal immigrants, and a North American regulatory plan with a unified approach to all three countries, which would effectively end U.S. national sovereignty. Meanwhile, our government continues to persecute from within, as the Republican presidential candidates express their dismay with being audited by the IRS.
We have a system of taxation in this country that is horribly wrong. You know, I never had an audit until I spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast.
I'm always audited by the IRS.
And as the New World Order mouthpieces, and as the world leaders lash out against a populist blowback to their domination of planet Earth, how long before they push yet another button to get their agenda moving in the right direction? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is a very important transmission. They're all important, but this one particularly. The 28th day of February 2016, I am your host. And here we are with leap year upon us. Roger Stone, the consummate Trump insider, his good friend of 40-plus years, his former campaign head, who Trump tweeted about Saturday. In fact, we can pull up Trump's tweet on him in a moment where he said Roger Stone's been banned from CNN. He is a patriot. He is basically a friend. He is tough. He is loyal. That just gives you an example of what Donald Trump thinks about Mr. Stone. And he left the campaign 6 months ago so that he could basically do things the way he specifically wanted to, but be separate from the rest of the Trump camp, who he gets along with fine. And I've known him for about 10 years as a top JFK researcher. I knew he'd been a top Politico before that. But he is an influence on Trump, giving him research material and information. And you see Trump coming out about the 28 pages in 9/11 and Trump coming out about political correctness and censorship and Trump coming out and saying he'll indict Hillary if he's elected and Trump coming out and saying China can't have one-sided trade deals. Those are his own research and experiences, but it's also a lot of the research that Stone's working on. And Stone was obviously in studio for 2 hours on Friday with us. And then, of course, we went out to dinner Friday, and he kept getting up and going outside to take phone calls. And he would come back, you know, knowing that I'm in the media, so he can tell me things without me repeating it. He told me a lot of amazing things. And so much of what he's told me in the past ends up happening a few weeks later. Like he said, look for Trump to come out against the Federal Reserve and call for it to be audited. Happened the next Monday. He was on that Friday, 2 weeks ago. Look for him to call for indicting Hillary. It happened. It's amazing. I learned why Trump exposes vaccines, but I'm not allowed to tell you. But folks can probably figure it out for themselves. How many people have had bad experiences with him? But so much of what he told me, I can't repeat. Like, look for Senator Sessions to endorse Trump. That's now the top story on drudgereport.com. Now I can say it because it's already happened to come out. The vaunted siren is up there right now. And Trump is live in Alabama. Get ready for that to happen. Chris Christie just obviously endorsed him on Friday. Now, what was on drudgereport.com since yesterday but just got rolled off? It was this headline. Then I'll get to the new news that's even bigger. Bombshell insider leaks Koch brothers Rubio plan to stop Trump. Now, it was in Politico on Friday that 200 top Republican millionaires and billionaires met in New York with Rubio. And obviously, Roger Stone is from New York and Connecticut and a big political insider, and he had the sources. And he said, boy, I tell you, scary news, but we can still defeat it because the Koch brothers don't know what they're doing. They just spend money everywhere and don't target it. $75 million that they and others gave. In fact, the number's bigger than that. But they said, let's just say $75 million, and they're going to get fully behind Rubio, and basically Cruz is done. They're not giving him anything, which is almost a positive for Cruz that the Koch brothers don't want him either. The Texas senator. And then, of course, since this came out yesterday, it's actually come out in the news that indeed that happened. So Stone is continuing to give us very, very accurate information. Now, after dinner, we went out, as if 2 hours on the radio wasn't enough that day, and I said, let's do a Facebook mentions on the streets of downtown Austin after we ate at Lambert's Barbecue. I don't know any stock in it, but man, is it gourmet. And we come outside, and I say, this is really nice lighting, those pools of light over there by that shop. Let's do a 10-minute Facebook mentions. Can you talk about any of the things that you just basically discussed in there? And he said, yeah, I'll talk about the fact that the Koch brothers are doing all this and the fact they're trying to buy the election, and that shows the establishment truly is against Trump. But he said, I'm not ready to talk about what I told you about the Supreme Court. And I said, okay. And then I talked to him on the phone. Well, I introduced him in a speech he gave last night, but I talked to him on the phone before he took off this morning. And he should be back in New York soon, so he may be able to pop in today, tonight, if not tomorrow. And he said, you know what? It's going to come out about the Supreme Court situation, at least part of it. So you can talk about this part of it, but don't talk about the other two-thirds I told you. And then I may be able to break it on your show tomorrow. So we're waiting. But here is the big news. I shot a Facebook mentions right before I went on air today. It's on InfoWars.com. We have an HD version we shot that's being uploaded right now that'll be added to this story and that we will put up on InfoWars.com and on our YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. It needs to go mega viral. Because it's a big deal to have the Koch brothers trying to buy this election and basically saying they're not going to be for Cruz or Trump. I was told the entire story. Names, you name it. I mean, it's amazing. But I'm going to leave it at that. I have to be careful here to not tell any parts I wasn't supposed to. But Roger Stone, consummate Trump insider, confidant, talked directly to not one, not two, but three top people, because it's all very incestuous. You know, I mean, it's all a club. Even though they're fighting with each other, it's political operatives. They all know each other for decades. And Cruz had his top lawyer call up Rubio Friday during the day and said, if you will give me the Supreme Court nomination, I will throw all my support behind you. Now, this is according to Roger Stone, and I think he's a good source. I think he's truthful, but I'm not saying that. That's a report from Roger Stone, not from Alex Jones. I want to be clear. I'm reporting what he authorized me to tell you. And that is so big on so many fronts. That sounds like Illinois politics. I mean, I don't even know if that's legal to say. I think it's once you're in office, you can't do that. I think in a campaign from what I was trying to read today, I've got a pretty good political savvy. I think it is legal. But it's very unethical in my view, if true. So I believe Stone. So either Cruz's people are putting this out for whatever reason. There's a lot of subterfuge that goes on, a lot of dirty tricks internally, a lot of sabotage. Who knows? We got to look at that. Or it's true. And the way this lawyer has operated, the way he was George Herbert Walker Bush's, you know, one of his top guys, his wife, Goldman Sachs, all of it, he knows the Koch brothers are lined up against him. He's sliding fast in the polls. It would be a good position for him to position himself in. And so he needs to answer the question the press needs to ask Ted Cruz. Is this true, what Roger Stone says? It's on InfoWars.com. And so that's the $64 trillion question right now. But it's a big deal. I mean, how would that affect Texas voters and other Super Tuesday voters coming up next week in just two, 3 days? As it comes out that reportedly Ted Cruz is shopping this around to Marco Rubio. I think it's fair to say, I bet he shopped at some other places, but who knows? Maybe that'll come out. Maybe other little birds were saying that, but boy, I tell you, I wish I could tell you all the stuff I was told, because the third time, the fifth time, the tenth time something Stone tells me comes completely true, by the 15th or 20th time, you really start listening to him. And his name's on this. I mean, he wouldn't be putting this out for no reason. It's a big deal, regardless. And the story, the video is up on InfoWars.com. I shot a special report on this that hasn't even uploaded to YouTube yet. It's being uploaded right now, but we already have it. It's now uploaded into our systems. I just shot it before I went live. So it's focused. I'm going to come back and play this report. It's about 5 minutes long, right, CJ? Okay, and it's got some clips of the previous interview Friday with Stone that have gone viral. We'll come back, play that out of the break. Then I'm going to get into all the other big news. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Trump, Senator Sessions set to endorse him. Ahead of Super Tuesday, according to DrudgeReport.com. I was seeing that on InfoWars in comments today. I think it's an obvious, you know, choice when he's there to speak with Sessions, but Drudge has the intel that it's imminent with the siren going wild.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
He's probably going to be popping in. He's on Fifth Avenue in a taxi. Because I want you to hear him, since I've been greenlighted to talk about this, just hear it from him directly. I'm going to air this piece that we're premiering right now that I shot, breaking why this is so big down, and then we'll see if he's going to be on right after that, probably. I've got to give him the hotline number. So let's go ahead and go to this report. You're watching and listening to The Alex Jones Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with some of the most important political news of the 2016 race. This is over-the-top info. We'll put it on screen for viewers, but Drudge in the last 24 hours has been top-linked to our exclusive interview with the consummate Trump insider, Roger Stone, a veteran inside four administrations, but he's worked for nine presidents. They've been involved in nine major campaigns. He is the former campaign chairman for Trump and one of his top advisors. Stone has been in Austin for the last 2.5 days. He left back to New York this morning. Now, he broke the news on Friday of what happened inside that secret meeting Thursday night in New York with 200 top Republican donors that Politico reported on. That $75 million was given by the Koch brothers, who buy the Republicans and Democrats, to try to stop Trump and back Marco Rubio. Now, that's huge news. And it's all over the press right now. But here's what's even bigger. He was not ready at that time, but talking to him yesterday, he said, no, I'm ready now for you to talk about the next piece. And he's going to be on the show in the next 24 hours to break it down in detail. And I have Richard Reeves coming on the show today, who was there at the meeting to break all this down as well, our political correspondent. We've been authorized to talk about some of it, not all of it, because it's so dangerous. Now get ready for this. According to Roger Stone, who directly talked to the top people in three other campaigns, his campaign and the other two, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz had a lawyer, high-powered lawyer, call up Marco Rubio and say, Ted Cruz is ready to drop out if you promise to nominate him for the Supreme Court of the United States. And let's just say this, some other phone calls are being made as well around the same lines. And people don't trust Cruz one bit. And Marco Rubio told him absolutely no, reportedly. And he's already talked about the wives calling each other and asking people to drop out and the rest of it. But this is unprecedented because Cruz knows the entire Republican leadership, the Koch brothers, Fox News, who's lost half their viewers the last few months attacking Trump, their stories on that, breaking it down, are going to go for Marco Rubio, and they may even put him into the presidency. Or he may be a shill and take a dive for Hillary. And Hillary, of course, just swept in South Carolina, 50% of the vote. I mean, this is a big deal. So this is epic information. There's a lot of legalese involved here, but this is unprecedented information, and it's coming from somebody that's never steered us wrong. It's huge. So regardless, we need to see this in the news, and Stone obviously is going to be out there in the press talking about the fact that from high-level sources inside the campaigns this happened, and there's a lot more to this. There's a lot more to this. I mean, do you think that if he was going to make that call to somebody, Ted Cruz was, do you think that would only be to that person? This is big, and if it comes out that the Koch brothers, who are universally reviled, is trying to destroy Trump, and if it comes out that Cruz knows that the establishment won't put up with him but wants a Supreme Court seat and is basically trying to drop out to catapult Rubio, perhaps into the lead, for that seat, it needs to be investigated. And if people inside the Cruz campaign are telling Roger Stone stuff, is it true? Ted Cruz, who I think has done a lot of great things for the Second Amendment, you name it, needs to come out and say, this is incorrect. And we're ready, we've had Ted Cruz on before, to have him come on or his campaign and address this. But InfoWars is the new independent media. We are leading the charge, tens of millions of viewers and listeners a day. And the establishment media is not going to be able to ignore this. Donald Trump is a focal point of the grassroots awakening that's taking place and happening. And so are we. And the more we're ignored, the more we're attacked, They're trying to not even let us into the RNC and DNC coming up, like refusing us press passes right now. I was at the RNC and DNC 10, 12, 14 years ago. I've been at all of them. Just now that we're so successful and reach millions of people every day, it's like, oh, you're not media. That's because they're so incredibly scared. It's like Obama saying, oh, Trump isn't eligible. Trump is disqualified. He isn't a real candidate. You people don't control reality anymore. So get ready. Coming up on the radio show today and tomorrow for us to break all of this down in detail with Roger Stone and more. Infowars.com/show for all the details. I'm Alex Jones. If you're watching this transmission or listening to it, folks, you're just as important as I am or Donald Trump or anybody else or Ron Paul. You are the resistance. Okay, folks, we're live. I am talking to Roger Stone right now, and we are all over the map. So what I want to do right now is talk about Super Tuesday coming up. I want to talk about the Supreme Court situation. Then I'm going to go to break and talk to Stone for the three-minute break because I need to. He was just on the phone getting back to his house for 45 minutes with Donald Trump, so that's why he was unable to come on earlier. So we've got a whole bunch of key stuff coming up. So Roger, I want to be careful about everything we were just talking about. I agree. So I want to talk to you during the break before we go public with some of this other breaking news. But let's just start right now with the Supreme Court situation with the report that you told me I could green light, which we've now launched. Roger Stone, Trump confidant. Go ahead, sir.
Look, I think Trump is he's always been a law and order guy. And people want to know what kind of judges would he pick. Well, first of all, he is getting the shrewd legal advice of Jeff Sessions, one of the great patriots in the U.S. Senate. A guy who understands the immigration problem inside and out, which shows kind of president he would be, because he would pick excellent people and he would listen to them. So I don't think Trump claims to know everything. He hasn't been in politics like these career politicians, Alex. He's been building opportunity and prosperity for a lot of people and making himself incredibly wealthy. Now he's being harassed by the IRS, the same IRS. It has multiple complaints about the lawbreaking going on at the Clinton Foundation, but chooses to look the other way. And at least 20 Republican attorney generals who've been presented the same information, because they have authority over charities, Alex. And not a single Republican attorney general has had the guts to start to investigate what is a $2 billion global fraud. Meanwhile, they're harassing Donald Trump, an honest businessman whose tax bill would probably blow all of our minds. It just shows, you know, it shows you how out of control the IRS is, which, of course, is a core part of the Trump message.
Well, there's so much unfolding. We're going to go to break here in a moment and come back and talk about
35,000 people waiting for Donald Trump to give a speech now. 35,000 people. This is an insurrection, Alex. This is an uprising.
And it's a big deal to have Senator Sessions. Drudge says that Sessions is about to endorse Trump. Is that the case?
I believe that to be the case. I didn't know what the timing was. I knew the agreement to support him. Trump is a great admirer of Sessions. And, Trump is showing the only leadership on Sessions.
Sure. And again, boom, Drudges right as usual. Stay there, Roger Stone. I know you're a tired guy. Just got off the plane, just got home. I want to come back, go over some big breaking news with you straight ahead. Thank you, sir. We'll be back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Donald Trump has the Chinese government, the biggest murderers in history, saying, America, you don't dare elect him. We have the former Mexican president, Vicente Fox, cussing on TV, saying, how dare you want to have sovereignty? We've got the Democratic Party, the Republican Party leadership, the entire system, the Pope with a dead secretary found in his apartment saying, how dare you have Trump? You know, he's going to hell. It's so obvious the power structure is scared to death. And we have the Trump confidant and insider, the former head of his campaign, Roger Stone, who just left Texas this morning at about 11 a.m. He is back at his home and he just talked to Trump for 45 minutes. And so he's got a lot of intel. Let's walk through the new enemy attacks. Number one, the meeting in New York that you broke down, your sources, recap that, the $75 million, the Koch brothers, the Republican establishment that sold us out to China, what they're planning to do to Trump and Marco Rubio. Then the big breaking Supreme Court intel, sir.
Well, first of all, Alex, I'm delighted to be back with you. Now, in all honesty, I could never divulge the confidential details of a personal conversation with Donald Trump, as you know, who is
Yes, this isn't from Trump. This is from the other campaigns.
40 years, other than say several things. One, he has 35,000 people waiting for him on the ground at this upcoming unveiling. Senator Sessions, who is one of the real leaders in this country on immigration, a patriot, is emerging as Trump's best advisor, as we discussed. He's very pumped up. He knows that this is a fight for a fight for a nationalist agenda. He knows this is the biggest uprising in this country since Andrew Jackson gave us a more populist form of freedom. And it's interesting because, you know, they said that Jackson was crude and that he wasn't to the manner born and that he was too blunt. Who does this all sound like? And, of course, as you know, Alex, he was one of our greatest presidents.
Absolutely. Just recapping, because it's national news, as you know. The Koch brothers coming, and then let's get into the Supreme Court situation briefly.
Look, this is very interesting. One thing I learned, and that is if you want a bunch of cockroaches to scramble, you just have to shed light on them. And there's a cabal of billionaires behind Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio has come a very long way since the Senate race, and he has gained a great deal of polish, and he's a decent fellow. He is the ultimate neocon. He's just Bushism wrapped up in a more attractive Hispanic package with a better salesman. It's extreme Bushism in terms of adherence to the globalist agenda, big government, big spending, big debt, big war.
So he'd be the third administration. That's why they've been grooming him.
Right. They, Norman Brayman, the billionaire car dealer from Miami, Paul Singer, the billionaire hedge fund manager from Wall Street, the Koch brothers, and a group of others that they have cultivated. You see, the Kochs have among their conservative social friends an entire group of millionaires and billionaires who also have same ambitions to control government for their own purposes. So although you will read in the media, Alex, that the number they ponied up was $25 million. In fact, Stop Trump TV Onslaught, they will spend at least $75 million. Additionally, this whole canard of Trump University had a 98% student approval rating. Now, when Eric Schneiderman, the Attorney General of New York, attempted to shake down Trump and his daughter, saying that they had these complaints, but they'd probably just be dropped. And by the way, how many tickets are you buying to my fundraiser? And the Trumps did not play ball. He went to court in a very broad and specific action, and he lost on every count.
And that's a fact. I mean, this is what they do. It's like the EEOC and all the rest of it shaking people down. But let's expand on this now.
So their TV commercials will feature this, and they're going to get individual people who gave the Trump University a lot of money. Who knows how well they studied or followed their courses, but because they did not subsequently became rich, they filed a lawsuit. And they are less than 10% of the entire student body of this organization. The other people were happy with their results. They went on to make money. Some people win, some people lose. It's based on the sweat of your brow and the decisions you make.
Yes.
There's one remaining count in the courts in New York. It's for very technical reasons. It's impossible for the AG to win based on the previous decision throwing out all the other accounts.
Well, let's expand on this. Let's expand on this, though. So the Koch brothers are all in. They're coming in against him. Now, let's get into the Supreme Court bombshell.
And you also recognize there's a whole Kasich is likely to win Ohio. The Republican Party of Ohio is functioning like a super PAC. The one thing these fellows do well is absentee ballots and early voting. They're masters at it. So John Kasich, the moderate Republican governor of Ohio, was going to go into the Ohio primary with 500,000 votes or more in the bank. Even if Trump wins on Election Day, that could do it. And then let's just say hypothetically the Cruz slips by Trump, although I was in Austin. And as I told you, Alex, I walked from the Capitol all the way down 2nd Street. I had a hat and glasses, wasn't looking to be recognized. And the number of people who thanked me what I was doing for Donald Trump in my country and told me that they saw me with Alex Jones was mind-blowing. So the patriots are out there. I'm seeing them every day. They're high-fiving me. This is the revolution.
Well, let's expand on that because we're going to break, and I know you're tired, but I have to hold you over because I want to get to the other big issue that I want to raise, and that's this David Duke KKK stuff. That'd be like asking you, do you rape your wife often, or do you support Genghis Khan, or, a former Grand Dragon says he supports you on the borders, and so you must be a Grand Dragon.
Yeah, look, I remember something Ronald Reagan said when he was running for governor. He had many supporters in the John Birch Society. Now, the John Birch Society does not endorse candidates, and the society itself has some odd views. As a conservative, I found them odd views. I thought the people who were members were good people. They were patriotic Americans. I just think maybe they'd gone a bit overboard. They would always ask Reagan, though, aren't you affiliated with the John Birch Society? And he would say, if somebody supports me, that means they support my agenda. Not that I support their agenda.
And I'm sure that's Trump's response, but they just ask him, who is this? And he's like, huh? Because it's just so weird to say, what do you think of Mao Zedong, or what do you think of, Jimmy the Cricket?
What they don't understand is there's two possibilities. Either he doesn't know who David Duke is, or he was confused by Duke's extensive plastic surgery, one of the two. He doesn't know this guy ran for governor and did well. He doesn't know that he's a hater and a bigot. This is an attempt to smear Trump.
Well, that's my issue, is these white supremacist groups, usually it turns out, are Fed-run. I don't know about Duke, but I know these people attack me all the time for no reason, just because I don't hate blacks or Jews or whoever. And if they want Donald Trump to lose, they should just continue doing what they're doing, which is what they do. I mean, how many of these things that turn out are Fed-run?
Oh, that's exactly right, Alex. You put your finger on it. So this is an attempt to discredit Trump because they want to blunt the revolution. Well, here's the point. Trump has created thousands of jobs for black people, brown people, Christian, Muslim. Trump is not a hater, and he has no time for haters. He also has no time to be politically correct. He sees the country going down the toilet, and he sees the hands of Wall Street about to pull the flush lever.
That's right. Repeat that, because I actually didn't accidentally hit a button trying to punch up a screen and cut you off for a second. Repeat what you just said, Mr. Stone.
I mean, really, you're to the point where the American people, Donald Trump, is tired of seeing the country going down the toilet and the Wall Street and Washington, D.C. crowd with their hands on the flush lever. That's where we are.
It's incredible how they have La Raza and Mecha and all these Hispanic Klan groups running around saying, for those inside our race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. If I was Trump, I'd say I'm for everybody. I'm against Mecha and La Raza.
I have every confidence as the race goes on, Trump will address this. Trump is not a bigot in any way. This is an attempt to make him look like one.
Sure, but he doesn't. I'm the same way people ask me, are you racist against black people? I don't answer the question because it's putting you on the spot like they have the moral high ground.
I assure you, Trump has been paying attention to building $1 billion. He doesn't know this Charlotte's ran for governor.
We'll be right back. I want to get to the other final point straight ahead.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, you ought to hear the behind-the-scenes inside baseball. Okay, so we've walked through all these points. Roger Stone, the confidant of Donald Trump, the 40-plus-year friend, the guy that previously ran his campaign, but he wanted to be more aggressive, so he went out on his own. A lot of folks do that. He's with us right now. Then Richard Reeves, our political correspondent, is going to be popping in. Then open phones and a bunch of other news. There's a ton to cover on this live Sunday edition. Super Tuesday is less than 48 hours away. Okay, so we've covered the Koch brothers, the Republican establishment, the communist Chinese, the Mexican president, the Mexican government, the big banks, just you name it, the whole power structure, Obama, all of them coming out against Trump, unprecedented populist candidate, unbelievable. Right. As soon as Sanders is out, all of his people need to come over to Trump because they know Hillary has been cheating Sanders. Huge, huge things that are happening. But Mr. Stone, getting to the video that went live at Infowars.com about an hour ago and that is there right now. Now, again, at first you didn't even want me to repeat this. Then By yesterday, you said you can talk about part of it. By today, you said you can talk about more of it. To me, it's a big game changer.
Yeah, I do want to talk to you about the back play here involving all three presidential candidates. I have now confirmed without any doubt that Mrs. Marco Rubio reached out to Mrs. Ted Cruz, who is could be one of the Stepford wives, I'm not sure, but she has her own Condoleezza Rice, New World Order, U.S. Trade Representative, Goldman Sachs. This is all under the Bush administration.
Pedigree.
She's a partner at Goldman, where they deal with our money because they had to take a bailout. And, of course, they gave Ted Cruz a $1 million secret sweetheart loan that he was required to file by law in campaign finance documents. The claim that he later filed them in his U.S. Senate disclosure documents is not adequate. This was to be done.
That's right. But now the Supreme Court bombshell, that's big.
Well, yeah, I think the point here is that emissaries from Cruz spoke to people associated with Trump, and they put forward the idea that Cruz, whose votes most definitely are being siphoned.
Let me just stop you. You didn't want to go there. It's okay now? Because
we can, but all my words are precise.
I only talked about Rubio. Okay, go ahead then. You've got the floor.
The Cruz folks floated a proposal to some people associated with Trump, and it was very clear this was an authorized reach out, and a proposal put together in which Raphael would drop out of the race in return for a Supreme Court nomination some point down the road. Now, such a deal would be illegal were Trump ever to agree with it, and there was, from what I'm told, there was no receptivity. Now, I did not speak with Donald Trump about this matter personally, and because I would never divulge a personal, privileged conversation with a friend. I want to stress again, I have no formal nor informal rule. Because I'm involved with the Super PAC, and this is very important, I had to go get a written legal opinion that says I'm entitled to talk with Trump. I am just not entitled to talk about certain things pertaining to advertising or themes of other independent efforts that I may be involved in. And I've never done so. Our conversations are private, they're short, because he's a man on the run. And I consider him a friend of 40 years. We talk often enough. I'm not going to characterize it beyond that. But no, look, here's the point. No one puts words in Trump's mouth. That's what's so great about him. He's the real deal. He's a
maverick.
You know, he's a natural. He understands the news cycle and how to make news. He knows who's trying to stop him, the Wall Street boys. He laughs at them for paying hundreds of thousands of dollars of these swells that belong to his club in Fort Lauderdale, when in all honesty, he goes down to the Five Guys with his security guys and eats burgers rather than eat with some of these Wall Street titans.
He's his own self. So expanding on this, though, so they reached out to Trump, and then I wish you could tell folks what was said.
It is my understanding that there was no interest in any such Faustian.
From Trump. Now, let's talk about Rubio, because that was the part I was authorized to talk about.
Subsequently, I heard from the same source who attended the secret insider parley in New York City, where the Koch brothers ultimately pulled together, you know, a large contingent of millionaires and billionaires who have an agenda, an establishment agenda, and they raised not $25,000 as was reported, but $75,000 for a virulent.
$75 million.
Pardon me. They gave another $25 million to Marco, but it is my understanding they also let it be known that he had until the Florida primary to show that he can take down Trump.
Sure. I know you've gone back to that because it's so huge. That story went viral on Drudge. What's not known is this other thing about the Supreme Court. To me, that is seismic.
Alex, I believe the same proposal was put to Rubio, but with Rubio it was, Ted will stay in the race and continue to drain conservative votes from Trump in return for a Supreme Court commitment. Now, of course, even in that Faustian bargain, the party that would have to perform first, the second in this case, would be Trump. So But I just could never, knowing him 40 years, he would never, you know, clearly his legal counsel would tell him that this isn't even imaginable. Plus,
why? But the word is Rubio doesn't even trust Cruz and said no.
And why would you put a man who you called the biggest liar in the world, not incorrect, on the Supreme Court? So it was I'm certain Trump would have no receptivity. Evidently, Rubio has no such interest either. He's going to run his race, but...
that is such a big deal. That is so huge. So Roger Stone...
The people around Marco Rubio are some very skilled, talented people. They work very hard, and they know what they're doing. And he has improved so much from the time that I'm proud to say I voted for him in his primary against Charlie Crist.
Sure, because you also live in Florida. Roger, we're almost out of time. I want to go back to this David Duke situation.
Yes.
I mean, David Duke, you're right, is unrecognizable from what he looked like 20 years ago with what appears to be Vetigrancestrin-level plastic surgery. And I'm not knocking him or the cat lady or anybody else. My only issue here is that now they're making it, their new attack is, you need to come out and decry this guy or that guy. And I can get not responding because then it'll be, well, what do you think about Jeffrey Dahmer? Well, what do you think about, you know, this person or that person? Respond to this, respond to that. But at the same time, I mean, seeing Trump saying, I love black people, I love Hispanics, you know, I love everybody, talking to folks that have worked for him, say that's really how he is.
It's an obvious smear. It's an obvious attempt to discredit him by tying to a bunch of probably stooge Aryan federal agents and bushlings, in the case of most of these white supremacist hate groups. And, you know, the media always finds three skinheads who are in a rally with 35,000 people. I mean, it's a part of the.
I've been at pro-gun rallies where two of them show up, and you later learn they're federal informants. And the media ask, "Why is the Klan here?" And I'm just like, "Really? I just want to support rights of self-defense."
Yeah. No. If Klansmen show up at the rallies, you'll know that the dirty trick squad that Ted Cruz runs around is doing their job.
Well, I remember Rand Paul. We caught Democrats. We actually caught him. We did a Google scan of the faces. And when he was about to win the Senate, they had Democrats dressed up in hayseed outfits with, like, KKK signs and I Hate Mexican signs. Yeah. And it turned out they worked directly in the campaign, paid members of the Democrat guy he was running against. So we know this is going on. We got to get the intel to Trump so that he understands what they're running here. So who do you expect behind this then? I mean, you thinking it might actually be one of his competitors?
I don't necessarily trace it to any. I really think it's an attempt by the media. Most of the left-driven media has grabbed on this as a way to, you know, and Trump is not even aware of who this guy is. He's a failed, you know, a would-be latter-day George Winston Rockwell.
Yeah, let's be honest. You've told me Trump's one blind spot is he doesn't really even watch mainstream media. He reads mail. He reads newspapers. He works like 20 hours a day, like a Superman, and it's confirmed he sleeps 3 hours a night. But he has major blind spots for certain...
I would say not blind spots. In this case, like Ronald Reagan, he has no interest in the arcana of American politics.
That's what he said. I'm just focused on business. Now it's politics. Who? The guy that wears a white hat? What?
Yeah.
It's an
attempt to smear him. I think we both agree with that.
Absolutely.
I salute you, Alex, because you've been one of the leaders in terms of unmasking this fraud. They always try to lump everybody who is in the alternative conservative libertarian movement in with...
If you're against the UN running things, they say you're a Nazi. And now they're telling Trump he's a Nazi. This is exactly what they do. Incredible. Roger Stone, you've already given us 30 minutes. We got a 60-second break. I want to just come back and put bookends on this and talk about your two new books that are out. Then Richard Reeves is coming in. Calls and more straight ahead. Second hour. Tell your friends and family to tune in. History is happening right now. Infowars.com. We have 30% off everything for the leap year sale and free shipping and ends tomorrow. Biggest sell ever.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is the bottom line on David Duke, the federally controlled KKK, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and all these usual suspects. David Duke, from the beginning, has been endorsing Donald Trump, knowing that he would become a major campaign issue and have his name out there associated with Donald Trump. And so he wants to get attention for himself at the expense of getting Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders into office and killing this country. And that is despicable. And again, I just don't respect people that run around in hoods, all the rest of it. We need to bring this country together. And he, you know, there's Donald Trump with all these great people, white, black, Hispanic, Asian up there about unifying people, how he's hugging everybody. You don't see David Duke at a rally hugging black people. And so, David Duke, I am for inclusion. I am for all races coming together. So you and all your cohorts attack me all day. Why are you hypocrites then saying you like Trump? Because you want to ride on his coattails. And I bet some of these groups are getting paid to sabotage, and the media, the whore media, the prostitute media is part of this, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you parasites attaching yourselves to somebody like Donald Trump. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, Trump Insider, what do you say to that?
No, Alex, I think you're right on the money. I'm still here at the airport, as you can hear, so we get a little overhead traffic. You're absolutely right. This is an attempt to smear at Donald Trump this is a guilt by association attempt by mainstream media. Look who's reporting this story. David Duke, they asked Trump a question. He doesn't know much about Duke. He does know he doesn't like haters. He's not a big fan of the Klan. This is an absurdity. It's a mugging. We know by his record the thousands of jobs and opportunities he's created for black people, his incredible friendship with some of the greatest black athletes, his close association with Muhammad Ali, one of his closest friends, very, very close to the late Floyd Patterson, very, very close to Smoking Joe Frazier.
It's more political correctness garbage, and Trump shouldn't have to bow every time somebody brings up a name and say, I don't like him. But in this case, obviously, I expect he will soon, because this is a way to cut the coattails off. It's a way to stop this. And again, it is so disgusting to see the establishment media rolling this out. It's all they got. But it's more the political correctness that he's helping shatter, and that's why they hate him so much.
Yeah, so this is a smear attempt. It's an attempt to persuade people who may be thinking about Trump and looking at their alternatives. Meanwhile, poor Bernie Sanders is getting rolled by the machine.
Meanwhile, Hillary called black people super predators and said they've got to be watched.
That is worse. She said they need to be made to heal.
Like a dog.
Then she barked like a dog. Then her husband shouted down a veteran, a man who, unlike draft dodger Bill, who was so busy snorting coke up his nose, didn't serve his country. This man served his country. Clinton told him to sit down and shut up. What kind of arrogance is this?
Well, it's totally clear.
I think Bill is non-compos mentis at this point. I don't know whether he is, he became a vegan on the results of his friend Al Sharpton.
He does look like he has dementia.
Well, there's one other thing I have to mention, because I think it's important, and that is, as you may have seen, you and I have both been under attack by Media Matters for America.
White House run.
Which is completely an appendage of the Clinton operation. It is a bunch of Clinton psychophants, and mostly children, with...
former members of the White House, yeah.
They have some intelligent leftists that work there. But in all honesty, they take tweets where I use the word, probably intemperately, Negro, but in their text they spell it out N-dash-dash-dash, trying to give people the association that I use the N-word, a word that if I used, my mother would have washed my mouth out with soap.
They play games. They keep claiming I'm racist.
Was I a little intemperate? Yes, but look at the context.
Well, Roger Stone, your books are available at InfoWarsStore.com or StoneZone.com. The Bush crime family, and, of course, the whole book about the sex crimes of Bill Clinton and Hillary covering it up. Great job. Hopefully you can pop back in tomorrow, but you deserve a rest this evening. I'm going to say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much, sir. Our site is InfoWars.com. Our backup site is PrisonPlanet.com. We're running the biggest sale in our history right now, 30% off and free shipping.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
I tell you, Roger Stone just keeps laying out bombshell after bombshell, so we've held him over again. And people around the office mentioned this after the Republican debate last week. And I had watched it, but I was covering it, so I'd missed this part. And I later went and found it online. I just sprung this on the crew to find it. I don't know if they can do it right now, but people online had the clip of Donald Trump up there speaking, and then on split screen on CNN, George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, doing a throat-slitting motion. Amazing. And I know that your mom's Sicilian, so you can speak to this. You were just, in fact, we're showing the throat-slitting now on screen, and, you know, Barbara has openly talked about, if you mess with my family, I'll kill you. This is the true American mafia beyond any Sicilian La Cosa Nostra or family. But you were bringing this up as a final point about how creepy these people are. And the fact that we shot a video, we're going to air it later in the show, where Austinites, the majority of Democrats, said, oh, we heard about the New York Times selling kill Trump. We want him dead. Hurry up and kill him. I mean, what a vicious group of people.
It's amazing to me that I evidently embarked at CNN, where this fellow named Wilson, who claims to be a political consultant, but is really just a small-time kind of loudmouth, has gone on and called on Twitter and his feed and called for somebody to put a bullet in Donald Trump. He has accused my friend Ann Coulter, who is a great author and a great fighter for American sovereignty, and a real nationalist. He's insinuated that she and Donald Trump must have had anal sex because she's a Trump supporter. He is still on CNN. Yet, because I point out that their political correspondent,
Anna Navarro, dumber than dog crap.
Anna Navarro, who, by the way, is essentially living a ritzy lifestyle funded by the taxpayers because she lives in the Biltmore Hotel, which is very, very delinquent on their taxes and has all kinds of built-in kind of special historic preservation tax avoidance things they did by greasing local politicians. So and Anna has no expertise. She's dumb as a box of rocks. I've used more intemperate.
You were just pointing out she's never been in politics or involved, and CNN's got a bunch of idiots.
Right. But she's a great friend of Jeb's. She's never worked in any of Jeb's campaigns. She's never worked in any campaign.
Sure. Let's talk about the Italian throat slitting, though, because you want to make.
I think this is the absolute key. Here's the history on this. I was flying in the air, and I watched the debate until later. Before I watched it, my 91-year-old mother, who watched every bit of it, said to me, "Boy, George Bush sure don't like your friend Donald Trump." I said, "What do you mean, Mom?" And she told me about it. Then I called one of the Trump advance men, who happens to be a friend, and I asked him what happened, and he said, no, it was very clear that this was directed towards the boss. Then asked, and then they edited it out of the CNN footage.
Yeah, he looked right at Trump when he was, and just says, "I'm going to slit your throat."
Right, right, which is reminiscent, by the way, of in the famous Robert Caro book, when Caro asked a vice president what he thinks of Robert Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Johnson does the Sicilian slitting motion across his throat. Caro reports that, but he then later said he could see no malicious streak in LBJ. Caro also doesn't acknowledge the existence of Billy Sal Estes, who was a Wheeler dealer who Johnson was making millions with, and who in many ways played a key role and had knowledge of Johnson's role in the Kennedy assassination.
So, simply incredible. Well, the whole power structure is against Trump. And I think the fact that they just pile on is only going to backfire on them.
At that point, the Bush spinners said that the old man Bush was getting such a hand, he was trying to tell people to cut the applause. I ask you, Alex, look at the look in his eye as he glares at Trump.
He's glaring like an evil snapping turtle.
And that contradicts the timing of it, of a Trump advance man who was 15 steps away watching it with his own eyes. This was the omerta. This was the death sign for Donald Trump. The establishment's all out.
Well, we know what Bush.
Barbara Bush is charged up because Jeb didn't get his birthright. How would you feel if you were Mitt Romney? You didn't run because you.
Hey, he's like Kim Jong Un. They deserve a third dynasty, just like North Korea. And that's what it's all about. Roger, thank you for all the time. Get some well-earned rest. Amazing crowds here in Austin for you. And just thank you so much for all the work you're doing.
No, look, because George Bush is senior is a guy who always tries to hide in the shadows, that video, I think, is the coda to his 88 years as a duplicitous sociopathic power wheel.
Well, sure, he didn't show up to the other debates, but now that his son loses, he crawls out from under a rock, and now his protege is Rubio.
Well, and CNN described him as beloved. Really? Beloved? Ask the guys who he bailed out of on the plane. They went down and died because he ejected early.
Or all the SNLs they robbed, or the people that voted him out of office. Yeah, it's beloved.
Or their funding of eugenics so that we can just sterilize people inferior to us.
Yeah, that's in the whole Kissinger document.
Well, I mean, look, that Prescott Bush is one of the major, and his partner Harriman are one of the major
top Hitler assets
of eugenics, which is the killing of black people.
You can't make that stuff up. It's just like George Soros. You can't write this stuff. It's just real truth.
Let me explain how incredible their control is. A group of researchers who are very respected and were involved in the terrific book, The Unauthorized Biography of George Bush, located the actual document that showed that in 1942, the Roosevelt administration seized the bank owned by Prescott Bush.
Brown Brother Harriman, yeah.
Those documents, fortunately, were copied. Now, however, if one wanted to go find those documents anew, why, they're kept in an archive that is no longer public.
But the London Guardian got them before then. Of course, we helped break that in 2004. The Guardian covered it in 2005. I'm proud of that fact. Mr. Stone, StoneZone.com, thank you so much for breaking all this huge news with InfoWars. And it's a great place, obviously, to help get it out to a wide audience of patriots. And so please continue to break major news here throughout the weeks and months to come. This is definitely an edge of our seat, epic election cycle, the greatest I've ever seen in my life. Thank you, Roger Stone.
Thank you very much, Alex. You're a patriot. Thanks for everything you do for the country. In the meantime, if you like this video, retweet it with the hashtag TrickyTed. Many thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. Wow. Richard Reeves, we're about to go to break, but I tell you, to be inside these meetings, you've been there with all the stuff coming out. It's hard to just sit back and be quiet about it. Sessions will be endorsing him on this day and blah, blah, blah. And just to see it all happen. I mean, Stone is a dynamo. This guy's, 65, 66 years old. He's got more energy than I do at 11 o'clock at night, after he's already been on air all day long. Really exciting to be in the middle of this and be fighting for America, Richard.
Well, at some point in the near future, I'm sure we're going to see Donald Trump, Roger Stone, and yourself, three human dynamos that probably sleep 3 or 4 hours each a night, and you're going till, you wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. and go to work, and you work all day until 2 or 3 a.m. So it's crazy to see you guys all working so hard. But as a matter of fact, one thing you just mentioned about the Jeff Sessions situation, right as you guys were interviewing, right just now live when you guys, Roger and yourself, were on the radio right now interviewing, Jeff Sessions came out and spoke at the Madison, Alabama event with Donald Trump, and he put the hat on, Make America Great. So that endorsement with Jeff Sessions just happened. So that was really powerful to see.
Well, I tell you, this is the attempt to take down of the country, and the power structure, hasn't been perfect, but a really evil one is taking over right now. We're going to break and come back with Richard just about what's happening in the election. We're also going to open the phones up and take your calls. I'm not really promoting this like I should. We've never had a sale in my 21 years on air like this. We fund our operations selling high-quality products, books, films, water filters, non-GMO seeds, Patriot apparel. It's expanded over the years as the operation has expanded, nutraceuticals, you name it, everything at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, all the products are 30% off on top of discounts that are already there, and free shipping. You cannot beat that deal. That's free shipping on orders of more than $50, but it's 30% off on everything on top of the discounts. It is the leap year sale, and it only goes until tomorrow at midnight, and I'm going to end it tomorrow at midnight. But this is how we help have reporters on the field and do all this. And look at us. I mean, I'm working 7 days a week. I mean, we're shooting videos at midnight. We're doing live stuff at 7 a.m. in the morning. And I'm not complaining. This is the animating contest of liberty. History's being made right now. You better believe. I mean, quite frankly, I want to work 8 days a week, 9 days a week, 10 days a week.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me.
All right, folks, every time I walk back in the coffee room or in the control room, every office in the building has a different TV channel on. C-SPAN, Fox, CNN, MSNBC. We have our own feeds up for our radio show and TV show, the Nightly News. So we're keeping track of things. It's like gauges. And it's anti-Donald Trump ads. Notice how he won't spend any money with the whore media, but all the other big candidates and the Koch brothers, it's just everywhere. He had a hotel construction site that had a couple of illegals working at it. And then the company he hired to do it didn't vet them properly, as if this guy with tens of thousands of employees and construction sites all over the world knows everything that's going on. He's saying he won't deport people. He will not give them all these freebies. He will not order the Border Patrol to stand down. That's what matters, is what he stands for. I'll tell you, I sit there and try to not hire illegals, not because I'm against them, but just because it's hypocritical. And it is hard to do, you know, for any type of service stuff. What do you sit there and check everybody's papers? That's why we have to control the border itself and also what businesses are doing. But they play these games. You can see the whole power structure against Donald Trump. And now they're saying, well, decry the KKK. And he's like, what? And people like David Duke. I mean, this is just truly sickening that they play this political correctness game all day when Mecha and La Raza and other groups are just like the Klan, and that's who our own government's funding. Richard Reeves, what other attacks do you expect to see?
Well, it's endless. I mean, just like this issue about employing illegal immigrants, if you go to practically any full-service restaurant, you could be accused of, I'm aiding and abetting illegal immigration because you're sitting there, the busboy at the restaurant is an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien. A lot of people in the kitchen.
Against them even as people. It's right. Like the globalists are bringing them in to politically turn them into socialists and then letting them vote to take my guns.
No, exactly. And I think Donald Trump will absolutely be the number one guy to address that. I think he's the candidate to address that, where he'll finally straighten it out.
What do you make of the bombshells drops? And you were there at the meetings that he's going around to Trump. He's going around to Rubio saying, I'll drop out if you promise to nominate me to the Supreme Court. That's unprecedented. Stone believes it's illegal. That is huge. The fact that the bigger bombshell that he was even dropping before that, where you've got the whole Koch brothers coming after Trump. I mean, if that isn't an endorsement of Trump, what is?
Right. Well, in the case of this deal with Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio potentially talking about that, I'll drop out of the race, that Cruz would drop out of the race if Marco agrees in the future to appoint him for the Supreme Court. I think maybe those bus fumes from Ted's bus are coming up into the cabin of the bus, because I think it's a totally bad plan for Ted, because for one thing, Ted can endorse Marco Rubio all day, every day. Those people that follow Ted Cruz are not going to go to Marco Rubio. They're going to go to Donald Trump. They are not going to Marco Rubio.
And notice they kept saying, as other people drop out, Trump will get weaker. No, he gets almost everybody, including the Jeb people.
Right, exactly. And what a shocker that is. I wouldn't have even expected. There is a portion of the Jeb votership that has gone to Donald Trump, without a doubt. But for people from Ted Cruz's camp to go to Marco Rubio, that, in my view, I've been to a lot of these events. That's a non-starter. That's not going to happen. Those folks, if and when Ted Cruz does drop out, which I think will be happening within the next month or two, that population of voters is coming to Donald Trump.
Well, here's the bigger question. I'm going to play this coming up before calls. What are they going to do? I mean, they got the New York Times calling for killing him. We've got a video of Democrats in Austin saying, let's kill him immediately. These people aren't liberals. These are like, and they're all soft and weak, too. I always love how these nobodies that can't even fist fight want to kill people. It's just so ridiculous.
Well, it's crazy. And I think ultimately Donald Trump has great security around him, people around him that he's had for years.
Sure, it just shows what trash these people are.
No, exactly. Exactly. And they can talk about it all they want. But ultimately, I think that actually Donald Trump has angels protecting him ultimately, and that he's going to need them. But, this situation with Ted Cruz, Supreme Court talk, I don't know. They've been on the campaign trail a long time. I think that's one of the reasons that they had this breakdown in this last debate, where they got into the outdoor talk like they're in kindergarten or in elementary school or whatever. I think that's why they got down there, because these guys, they're kind of punch drunk from being out there on the campaign trail. It is grueling, grueling, hard work.
I was about to say, guys. I can't say what Stone said Trump's been telling him, but Trump literally is the son of German immigrants who isn't part of political correctness and isn't into all this. That's why he hears this stuff and goes, what? He literally doesn't even know about all this stuff. He just grew up in New York and isn't even part of it. He literally is like, what are you talking about? I grew up in New York around everybody. I just get along with everybody. You know,
no, like, that's
what?
That's it. And we expect, by the way, that just reminds me of how big a show we're having tomorrow, because all this stuff that's come up about, you know, the racism, the bigotry, the sexism and all that, tomorrow on tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about that and get a lot of that out. So
And we have this set up weeks ago with the, what is it, Diamonds and Lace and the...
Diamond and Silk tomorrow.
Diamonds and Silk, and then we also got the Peruvian lady and all the
folks. We've got the Colombian lady, Miriam Witcher.
A bunch of other people from all over the world coming on. Absolutely. And we have that set up just because they're fun and interesting to talk to, not because, hey, look, he's not a racist. I'm just sick of, like, having to say, I'm not a racist. I mean,
no,
I've had the media ask me countless times, what do you think of David Duke? And I'm like, go look at what the Nazis and white supremacists say about me online. I am more hated than Benjamin Netanyahu. And it's just because I'm one of the main leaders of the liberty movement, and I want to be inclusive. And they're like, no, we're not going to include Mexicans and black people.
Right. Well, normally.
Then I'm against anybody joining the socialist or La Raza and other racist groups. Like, I don't like the white supremacists. I don't like the Mexican supremacists, the new Black Panther Party. I hate all these people. I'm sick of them.
And ultimate racists, I think, are the Democrat Party.
That's all they do is race bait.
Yeah, they're only race bait, and they're the ones.
He ought to come out. That's Trump's angle, just come out and say, you're the party of the Ku Klux Klan.
Right. And on top of that, they're the ones that say, oh, well, without us in the government to be your mama and daddy, without us giving you the handouts, then you can't fend for yourself. You can't create your own business. You can't get a good job. You can't make your own living. Talk about racism. I mean, that's the biggest put down there is you got to stay in the Democrat Party so we can keep you on the plantation.
And we're going to take care of you. But, I mean, I would just, if I was Trump, when he responds, I'd just go, no, I don't support the Grand Dragon, David Duke, or the former leader of the Senate, Robert Byrd, the Grand Dragon.
Right.
Well, the Supreme Grand Dragon.
And
I mean, he ran the, well, what's the head guy over a dragon? He was the leader of the whole country.
Well, I don't know what that guy's title was, but in the case of Byrd's case,
they all these dumb names like Cyclops and Dumb Dumb and Dumbass.
And he's Byrd was one of the top operatives of the Democrat Party for how many years? So that's just that's the ultimate racist group.
I am just so sick of it, man. I am so sick of all this crap.
But speaking of Democrats, while we're talking about it, let me kind of segue a little bit into what I think happened in South Carolina yesterday on the big primary for the Democrats.
Stay there. I want to talk to you. We're going to take calls, too, and play this report. But I want to take some calls specifically on Trump, specifically on the bombshells we've been dropping here. What do viewers and listeners think about Trump coming out and basically just blasting vaccines, blasting the UN, blasting 9/11, you know, as an inside job, China coming after him, the Mexican president, former president coming after him. Here's the toll-free number, first-time callers. All I ask is you have a good phone and not be too drunk. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And don't forget, we're running a one-time, first-time, never done it before. We'll probably do it in 4 years if we haven't had nuclear war and are still here. We've got 30% off and the discount still in place and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com right now on the nutraceuticals, on the water filters, on the Hillary for Prison shirts. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so do we. It's the Alex Jones Show. 6 days a week live.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls. I want to cover news. I want to get to this report. I got a Leon McAdoo report, too, that's excellent. We got a Joe Biggs report. He goes out and talks to Austinites. A lot of them want to kill Donald Trump. Of course, they couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag, but they're killers. Other points you were going to make, Richard, before we take a few calls.
Well, one of the things I wanted to briefly mention is about this South Carolina primary that the Democrats had. One of my theories about what happened there, that Hillary had just such a big insurmountable victory over Bernie, is that the Republicans had their primary a week before. And there's so much excitement regarding the Republican primaries that I think would-be Bernie voters said, you know what? They can't wait.
It sucks. Sucks the oxygen out of the room.
Right. They literally went and got involved in the Republican primary. They didn't want to wait. So,
well, by the way, it's admitted a lot of Democrats are going for Donald.
And that's why I'm thinking, you know what, and I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Democrat establishment, just go ahead and force feed Hillary down the throats of the Democrat Party, because I think a lot of those Bernie supporters are going to come Trump's way when he's the nominee.
Well, I'll say this. There's a lot of good people supporting Sanders, and I've probably been too mean to him, but I know how bad socialism is, but some of them are just helpless and want something free. That's not how the world works. But he is obviously better than Hillary. And the way they're stealing it from him, where he wins New Hampshire and they take the delegates, or she wins six coin tosses in a row, that has really got them angry against the system. So I want to say bravo to the Sanders people for at least getting the fact you're getting screwed. You're better than Hillary supporters. What is wrong with those people?
They're totally sheeple and totally out of their minds. I've been to some of those rallies. It's incredible to look at those folks in the eyes and watch them, how they behave, and how they're just sheeple-like. You've described it to a T. You said they're total sheeple. That's exactly the right description. You go in there, and I just keep waiting for them to start bleeding. It's unbelievable, and that's exactly what the case is. So anyway, that's my take on what happened with South Carolina. That's why Hillary just won so overwhelmingly, because I think...
Well, plus they also see she's just going to steal it now.
Right.
So she's just going to steal it across the whole country.
Yep, she's going to steal it, so that's fine.
New but I do see the black leadership coming out for her, and when she literally has made comments like, we mean to make blacks heal like dogs, they are super predators, that's like David Duke stuff.
Well,
why isn't he endorsing her?
He should be. I mean, that's the real party right there of the people that discriminate. The real racism is the Democrat Party, as we talked about just a little while ago. But yes, I mean, Hillary... She is going to pay absolutely no attention to the African-American population of this country after she becomes the nominee. Then she's just going to discard them, just like, you know, she discarded the folks in Benghazi there at that at the council, you know, when they got killed by the terrorist attack. So,
all right, I want to go to some of these calls here, because I got to get to this report. You made a lot of great points, Rich. You're going to be here in Texas, filing up Trevor on the Country to cover Super Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday. You're also an election judge. You'll be wearing two hats there and tracking to make sure it's all fair. We got a lot of callers here. Maybe I should go to somebody that disagrees first. Who is it that disagrees? Frank. So I like to go to them first when they do call in. Frank in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, hey, I was honest with your call screener.
Sure, we don't have to do any call screen deal. Just, well, you're on air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling in to speak out against political correctness and the double standard. Maybe it's not a good thing strategically, David Duke coming out for Donald Trump, but he's been fighting against the takedown of America since before you and I were born. And I don't worship David Duke. I've been accused of worshiping you for many years. I don't know why we have to throw David Duke under the bus and kind of embellish and make up things and bring up, you know, that he was in the KKK back in the 1960s when he was like 17 or 18 years old. He was never affiliated with any violence or intimidation.
Listen. Mecha and La Raza are more racist than the Klan. And are despicable groups. There's not a double standard. I attacked them all day long. And he was in the Klan a lot longer than that. But look, I think he is a more well-spoken person. He makes a lot of great points about America being destroyed, the borders being open. That's all true. But the thing is, then he goes on and, you know, says stuff about black people and everybody else that isn't inclusive. And is what the globalists want is divide and conquer. So broken clocks are right twice a day. But, I mean, David Duke could not be trying to give the establishment a bigger present. Now, is he a Fed? Probably not. But a lot of these white supremacist groups and organizations are. I get he's a white nationalist. You know, he's, quote, grown. We've got Louis Farrakhan out saying Hillary's a devil. Don't trust her. You know, all this stuff. We have that video up on Infowars.com. So I get people change. I don't want to make this election a referendum on David Duke. Now, you got 30 seconds.
Well, there's another group out there that is, I think, more hate-filled and more racist than any other group, and that's the hardcore organized Jewry, you know, the Jews. I mean, those people are very, very racist. They don't talk, you don't hear much about their racism.
Well, I mean, you say those people. Are there some Talmudic groups and some sects that think everybody else are animals and they're the you know, God and all this stuff? Every group has those groups. I always hear the Jews like it's one group. I mean, Israel's got like 10 different political parties. So I've grown up my whole life knowing a bunch of different Jews or different people. They're people like everybody else. That's why I don't get into race or religion and make it about any one group, except maybe Islam, where the dominant group in that now is a bunch of head-chopping loons. But listen, I appreciate your call. I'm so sick of like, the media's always asking me, well, what do you think of white supremacism? They talk about a new world order because the president talks about it. You know, I'm just really tired of it. I want to go to this special report. We're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls. But don't forget, we're running the biggest sale in InfoWars history at InfoWarsStore.com. The biggest. The Leap Year Sale. 29 days. It's only ends tomorrow. It only started Friday. 30% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Now's the time to get these great products. Here's what the Democrats, talk about racists, or talk about haters, salivating over the death of Donald Trump. Here it is in Austin, Texas.
Hey there, Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. We're at the University of Texas in Austin, home of some of the most brilliantly minded people known to man.
What's the Second Amendment again?
The right to bear arms.
Okay, yeah.
Is that the gun control one?
I'm from Mexico, so I don't know.
I'm not familiar with the historical connotations of Black Friday.
I guess so.
Do you know what the Declaration of Independence is? Who is the president?
That I knew, and wait.
Bernie Sanders. I can't do
it. Donald Trump is?
No.
What?
Got you, man.
What planet are you on?
Are you in school here? You don't know who Donald Trump
This is the Democrats' people.
Well, there you have it. Some interesting people, to say the least. Now we're going to give you, the college student that represents America, an opportunity to look into the camera and tell the presidential frontrunners exactly how you feel. Hey, what's going on, man? Puppies or kittens?
Puppies.
Puppies, for sure.
Puppies, for sure.
Why puppies?
Because I'm a dog guy.
I tricked you with that puppies and kitten thing to get you in here, all right?
Yeah.
If you could tell Donald Trump anything right now, what would it be?
I would say, shut up.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think he's a racist. I think he's a self-centered pig.
Go away. He's stupid. He's not racist.
Stop being racist.
Donald Trump, you're the most real guy in politics right now. I feel like you're the only one I can trust. You got my vote.
I've followed him, and I've listened to him, and every time you see a still shot of him, it looks like he's lights that are dumb.
You.
The few smart people are actually not white.
Like
that, I think that looks like he's Hispanic.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
There's an idiot racist.
That's it? Yeah, that's what I got.
You should be nicer to people.
Bingo, fucking self, pretty much.
I'm waiting for him to get assassinated, really. I hope somebody pulls the trigger on him, because we need something better than that.
Just gotta make sure I don't get shot. Donald Trump, you're the man. Let's go. President.
There you go. I think he'd be a wonderful president. Trump is the man.
Do you like Donald Trump?
Yes.
I'd say he seems pretty racist.
Why is he being racist?
Black guy likes Donald Trump. See, it's not what they say.
He classifies all Muslims as bad people when they're not.
No, he does. He said, vet him, you lying trash.
He straight up said he doesn't want Mexicans or Hispanics generally in the country.
What, because of a wall?
Yeah.
No, he said we can't have totally
on
borders.
The south part of Mexico, right?
No, I didn't know that.
I've lived with Mexicans, and they're the best people I've ever met.
Well, good. They won't let you down to Mexico with no papers, dumbass. Mexico, right?
Yes, I do.
So they can have one.
They should.
Why can't we have one?
Right. Well, we can have a border. I mean, you know, we could have
it. I didn't get to all of it. See the full video.
I didn't know that.
Infowars.com. I mean, just you see these people, and all they do is watch mainstream media, and they're so intellectual, and these people can't even tie their shoelaces. But they can say, racist, I'm so intellectual now, I know a word.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
You can run on.
It's Alex
for
Jones.
A long time.
You can run on.
And listen, even if Trump fails, which it looks like he's going to be president,
run on.
It doesn't matter. They can run on for a long time. They can see the public's waking up to him worldwide. The globalists are in trouble. Richard, I want to jam in as many calls as we can in this final segment. He'll be back with us, obviously, this week with the weekday transmission. But you were talking during the break about Trump's secret weapon. We shoot a whole video on this because I've seen the numbers. You're right. Nobody's talking about this. Most people are scared to say they like Trump. And they found that most of the undecided, up to 5 to 10%, depending on the poll, which is another huge whopping win for him, are actually Trump supporters. They're just scared of political correctness.
That's right. They're afraid to speak their minds. The main venue where you can usually find Trump supporters is at one of these big giant rallies, which, by the way, on a regular basis, people can't even get in. There's been a few events I've tried to get into that I've gotten there 30 minutes or an hour early. They said, nope, we're not allowing anybody else in. So literally beyond packed houses for Donald Trump events. Now, the other thing is when you're out doing man on the street looking for Trump supporters, I was actually impressed that Joe Biggs and Leanne were able to find people that would actually voice their opinion about Donald Trump.
But some of them said, let's kill him.
Some of them say, let's kill him. And I'll tell you what, that's the protesters that show up for the Trump events, which that's the bulk of the protests that you do see. They're saying, Donald Trump's a hater. Donald Trump's a hater. Well, I'll tell you what. Those folks need to look in the mirror because the biggest haters that show up
they are political intimidators with their names and wanting to start fights, and I'm sick of it. I mean, Donald Trump, his only problem is he's probably not conservative enough and has been too liberal. The guy is not racist. Everybody knows it. The country is imploding. We're such a joke. China, everybody lectures us. Nobody else would put up with this. We just are like a beaten woman.
No, when it comes to trade, we are despoiled. It's despoiled.
Nobody
economic.
Gang rapes us like the system. I mean, exactly. Because we're politically correct.
Exactly.
I'm a Christian, but it is this Christian ethic to like lay yourself down and be bad and say you're bad and let people walk on you. That's good in a Christ-like way, but not in corporate stuff and national stuff. It's over. It's sick. It's a cuckolding fetish. And America's fetish with being walked on is over, folks. It's over.
Absolute despoiling.
Chris in Indiana, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Richard.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, I just want to get I'm a Trump supporter, first of all. Hopefully he does very well on Super Tuesday.
Good.
And I just wanted to point out a potential flaw. I mean, it might not be the all end all, but this has happened in the past in politics, and I know he's not asking for donations. I mean, I've donated $100 myself, but he's begging people not to ask for donations. And I think that this might be a thing that the Democratic Party might be holding in their back pocket for the general election, is saying that he's buying the election, because you look at Bernie Sanders.
Oh, of course they're going to spend it, but he's an outsider. Thank God he's spending his own money. But he's really doing the campaign as an air war, not spending money. But no, I mean, I get your point. They'll say, look, he bought the election. No, the people that already bought the country fraudulently, that bought our politicians, not our country, and think they own it, they've been given the deed, but it's a fraud. They're the ones, the Koch brothers and others, that all these idiots always accuse me of being. I've never gotten a dime from the Koch brothers.
And see, that's another selling point.
The Koch brothers and Fox News hate my guts.
It's another selling point that Donald Trump can spin right there, because he constantly seems to do the most with the least. He keeps doing the
and
most
it shows
with
what
the
he,
least.
It shows how changing the formula, he can do that for America. Good to hear from you. Absolutely. Yeah. The political class hates Trump. Okay, Chris, thank you. Jesse in Connecticut. Connecticut, Jesse, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say I love your products and everything, and about Trump is, I think with the, you know, badness of the mainstream media, do you think it's time for the alternative media to step up and do a presidential debate?
Sure. That'll happen probably next round. The mainstream media is dying. People still, the politicos, think, oh, CNN, Fox, it's so big. They don't even get that numbers like this show or Drudge are bigger than that. But I bet if Drudge wanted to, you would have already seen a Drudge-sponsored debate. But Drudge likes the whole, you know, kind of elusiveness. I don't know, just the fact that he's so avant-garde that he's not out there in the public, unless he's popping into my show.
Well, knowing Drudge, he could just put his name on it and have the event and have other people do it, you know, put it on. Like
and then have it televised at Drudge, anybody else wanted to pick it up, absolutely. But yes, that's already here, that's already coming. But we just cover what they're covering anyways. We just show the debate and do our own analysis. But that's basically already happened. I mean, Trump is bypassing the mainstream media and going to alternative media and winning, because we're not the alternative. We're the real media.
Right. And to give you an idea how CNN's still trying to grasp at what little control they have over the mainstream media is at the University of Houston, when they did the debate, literally, folks, what they did is they built a perimeter around the venue, including the parking. All the people that attended the debate had to have a parking pass to park within the perimeter, because they didn't want people like us or any outsiders at all coming and even getting opinions from the people that attended the debate. So that's how they're still grasping.
It's all about an attempt to not even have exit polls
right
that they don't control. Exactly. Good point. Appreciate your call. Anything else, Jesse?
I love your products. Keep making them. I'll buy them.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we've got the biggest sale ever in the history of InfoWars. Leap Year sale. Came out of nowhere. We just thought of it last week. People love it. It is 30% off and free shipping and a bunch of other specials, too, stacked on that InfoWarsStore.com. And we need the small profit we make to fund the operation, hopefully expand in the face of this. But we're putting on all sail. We are fighting as hard as we can. We are committed. InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Jesse. Folks, get X2, get Oxy Powder, get Liver Shield, get these game-changing products. Experience them for yourself. You have nothing to lose because you're supporting the InfoWar. But I want you to try them, because almost everybody comes back.
Total war bonds, folks. Total war bonds.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I couldn't be out there doing what I'm doing. Alex couldn't send me out there to Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, et cetera.
Vegas.
Without you guys' support. Yeah, it's
that's right. It's a lot of money, folks. John in D.C., you're on the air. This is a war. John, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so would you promote flyers nationwide through your show to support Trump
sort of an idea. And nice.
Sure, I'd love to put up flyers and then people could, maybe 20 different flyers, and folks could print those off and tell my listeners to flyer their areas with it. That's a great idea.
Billboards, etc. You had folks last year popping up, putting up billboards.
Absolutely. Yeah, for InfoWars. Do it for Trump. Know. I mean, it's really all up to you, you know.
Fire on all guns. That's what we do. We fire on all guns.
Yeah, just go to the sound of the guns. It's a founding father quote. In fact, Google, who first said, don't wait for orders from headquarters, go to the sound of the guns? I mean, I know Buchanan, when I was first working for him in a political campaign, you know, made that comment, but it was a founder said, don't wait for orders from headquarters, because there aren't. Go to the sound of the guns.
Yep.
I mean, that's really what we do.
And that is what...
That's it. There are no orders from headquarters. Right. All we do is go to the sound of the guns.
That's it. And that's exactly what's happening, you know, because it's just like Super Tuesday is coming up. To give you an idea of the shenanigans that go behind the scenes, though, is like with Super Tuesday coming up here in Travis County, one thing they did, I know it's a local thing, but they have literally moved our precinct conventions to Saturday. Normally they happen on Tuesday, the election day, that evening. Now, to keep us from attending, and see, this is just a dirty
trick. Now they want time to wait, Politico.
Yeah, they want you to forget about going. And so that kind of stuff is going on nationwide, county by county.
The system's doing everything it can.
Bingo.
And people go, well, they're going to steal it. It's a battle.
Yep.
It's a battle.
Engage. I'll tell you what.
Now, who first said, go to the sound of the guns? Grouchy. So I guess that was a French statement that others picked it up. Prussian battle. All right, let's go ahead and jam in another. Thank you, John. Great point. Alex in Canada, the great north. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother.
I was just wondering if you heard the good news just before I get to Trump, but it sounds like Melissa Harris-Perry lost her show.
Yeah, I didn't get to that, but she was on four or five shows as a commentator. They had her own little weird show with bad ratings. And then because of the election, they were preempting it, which is normal. Like when I used to be on the radio at night just locally, they'd preempt me for high school football, and I'd just be on after or before. I didn't bitch about it. I knew that was part of the thing. She literally said they were racist that they did this with their global, which they are a racist channel, to create race division, but claimed that did this because she's a black woman.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure.
What a kook, man. These people even buy their own bull.
Well, for me, it kind of makes me think of the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Another one bites the dust.
That's right.
Another one bites the dust. She had no viewers anyways.
Exactly.
She was already a rotting facade. She was dead already. This zombie just woke up and realized she was dead already. Ready politically, the woman that says our kids belong to her.
As Matt Drudge would say, a head on a stick, a brain in a jar, right there.
That's right. Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think the David Duke thing's a smear, too. It seems kind of a funny setup, definitely. I don't know. It's the timing's, of course, perfect for them.
Well, the David Duke supporters have just behind the scenes done all sorts of weird chicanery with us and stuff, and I think it's cute and funny. I don't care. It's a religion. He's like their daddy. He's their, you know, he's their leader. And that's fine. I mean, I want everybody to have freedom, everybody to be empowered. I don't want brain chips for humanity. I don't want Mexican kids being shot up with Gardasil that sterilizes them, just like I don't want kids in America. I just care about everybody. I also hate racist blacks and Hispanics and others that hate me because I'm white. But I don't like whites that hate them because they're a different color. I like Martin Luther King, what he said. You know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Hey, great job, Richard. Great job with the crew. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. Tell your friends and family about the big broadcast. Stations all over the country or InfoWars.com/show. And don't forget the biggest sale at InfoWarsStore.com. History for Leap Year ends tomorrow night at midnight. 30% off and free shipping and other discounts.